Hello, the scribe is the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 283-83. And we're going for our golden scripture, as usual, from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." Now, we're supposed here to say what? I have not believed in vain. Say it. Let's go. I have not believed in vain. You are profiting from this gospel. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at the death of Christ. We've finished looking at the physical events that led to his death. Now we're looking at the revelatory events. And we are on Isaiah 53 from verse 1 that talks about the Messiah and his death. So it's called the redemption chapter, and it says from verse 1, "Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And easy translation says, "Will anyone believe the news that we have to tell people? Will anyone understand how the Lord has used his great power? Will anyone believe?" Oh yes, I believe. Okay, so now in looking at the revelatory events, I said to you that the death of Christ achieved a certain purpose, but that was not the end. His resurrection also did something else. It's like two sides of the coin. You ought to have both sides if you are going to use the coin. So one side, and I said Romans chapter 4:25, which says, "Who was delivered up," talking about Christ, "he was delivered up, he was crucified, he was killed for our offenses, our sins and our mistakes." Then in the same breath that God says Christ died for your offenses, say he was also raised up again for your justification. So we've been looking at the justification. All we will go into detail when we get to the resurrection, but I need to make this point for you, because often we hear about the sin, but hardly will anyone talk about the justification. And when you look at the life of the apostles, all the apostles, none of them got the revelation about justification. Only Paul, the Apostle Paul, got the revelation about justification. You can just imagine how Satan will be very, very upset. So this word justification, he will rather kill that word justification. Nobody should preach about it. Nobody should hear about it. He doesn't want that word to be known. That word should not be known. Justification, he doesn't want it at all. He's okay when you know about that Jesus has forgiven your sins. It's okay. But justification, no, you shouldn't know. He doesn't want people to know it. Listen, I say all the apostles, none of them could use that word, because only they could not. They didn't have it. Only Paul had it. And when Paul also got it, and now we have this, we are also neglecting it, and it's like it's not important. But it is very important. If Christ's death achieved something, and his resurrection achieved justification, then I want to know. Oh, then I want to know, if Jesus in his death achieved something, and his resurrection achieved another thing, then I want to know. I will not be cheated. I refuse to be cheated. I want to know, what is this justification about? What is it about? I have heard about sins. But apparently, the death and the resurrection achieved two different things. One side of the coin says he was crucified for your mistakes and your sins and your offenses. Then the other side said, and then he was raised for your justification. I want to know. Oh, if it is for me, then I want to know. Nothing is going to steal it from me. I say nothing. He can hide everything, but this, he can't hide it. He cannot hide it. I want to know. So justification is just as if you have never sinned. Just as if you have never ever sinned all your life. Can you imagine that this is the way God sees you? This is the eye He looks at you with. This is it. And to Him, because of Christ, His death, and now His resurrection, because He came out of the grave, for God, when He sees you, what is He saying? He's seeing just as if you have never sinned. So as I said to you in the previous episode, when you go to Acts 13, that is the first time this word justified came out of Paul's mouth. First time, nobody, no one has ever said it. No one knew about it. And he said to them in Acts 13, 39, and by him, meaning by Christ, all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. He said the law of Moses, that testament, that covenant was run with the blood of bulls and sheep and goats, yes. But there is a better covenant. And in this better covenant, one of the precious things you get happens for you is that you are justified. But according to the law of Moses, no one could ever be justified. No man could ever be justified. But when the precious blood of Jesus was shed, what happened? I got it. You got it. What do you get? We were justified. It was justified just as if you have never sinned. Oh, when God sees you, this is the eye He looks at you. This is His eye. That's how He sees you. When He sees you, He says, when He sees you, it's just as if you have never ever sinned all your life. Oh, He's in love with you. He is absolutely smitten by you, because to Him, it is what? Just as if you have never sinned. Oh, you're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye. Come back for more and share this link with somebody who needs to hear this. Bye.